Thank you for listening to the American Jewish World Service Weekly Dvar Zedek podcast. I'm Ruth Messenger, president of AJWS. For more information about AJWS work all over the globe, and to find out how you can get involved, please visit our website at www.ajws.org.
This is Parshat Vayakhel by Rachel Farbiash. In Parshat Vayakhel, the children of Israel built the tabernacle. The project demanded of Israel formidable helpings of both creativity and generosity. In the punishing desert, the people were expected to furnish a marvelous array of gold, silver, bronze, linens, indigo, hides, oils, incense, and precious stones. And from these gifts, they were to carve, spin, cut, rivet, embroider, weave, and fashion the sanctuary's sacral architecture and furnishings. That such an effort could be successfully undertaken in the desert was extraordinary enough. That it be executed by a mass of recently freed slaves, who, while well accustomed to hard labor, were untutored in skilled craft, is understood as nothing less than miraculous. This preternatural ingenuity is most plainly embodied in Bezalel, the man specially named by the Almighty to lead the construction efforts. A creative genius, Bezalel was filled with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in every task. The capstone of the divine spirit that filled the accomplished craftsman was not, however, his mastery of goldsmithing or his way with joinery. It was instead his ability to teach others, as the Parsha informs. God has given in his heart to instruct. Commentator Robert Alter notes the singular significance of this gift, observing that while Canaanite and Greek myth both venerated a craftsman god, here instead the Lord inspires a human being with the skill or wisdom of the craft, as well as with the ability to administer the project. It fell to Bezalel then to transform his fellow Israelites, these willing but unable manual laborers, into master craftsmen. To do so, he was surely endowed with those qualities so palpable in great teachers. He had to convey instruction plainly and engagingly, to demand excellence while exuding patience. And most critically, Bezalel needed to instill in his workmen pupils a powerful sense of confidence that this awesome project was within their grasp. Perhaps, then, this is the tabernacle's ultimate glory, that the process of its construction helped transform a mass of unskilled, uneducated slaves into a people that could make something awesome with its own hands. This was an effort that fashioned not only altar and laver, menorah and ephod, but dignity. It illuminated for people who were dependent on manna from heaven, water from a rock, and protection from a cloud, that God, in turn, relied upon them to build the divine dwelling on earth. And it was Bezalel, with his gift of guidance, who shepherded the fledgling nation through this ennobling transformation. In our times, too, we can recognize the precious Bezalels who cultivate dignity and transform lives by imparting a skill, a trade, something of which to be proud. These are the people and organizations who know that teaching a man to fish does more than feed a person for a lifetime. It incubates a dignity that nurtures a different kind of sustenance. One can see this dynamic unfolding in the work of organizations like Women for Women International. Women for Women helps women who have survived through conflict and violence to develop skills and resources that will enable them to live stable, self-sufficient lives. The core component of these programs is job training, from canning dates in Iraq to tailoring in Rwanda and gem cutting in Afghanistan. Women for Women's efforts embolden marginalized women to become integral and powerful forces in their families, local communities, and broader civil societies. Such a transformation is borne out, for instance, by those participating in Women for Women's training programs in Democratic Republic of Congo. While over 80% of these women report an improvement in their economic situations, even greater numbers report that they are now actively participating in key household decisions and have gained knowledge of their legal rights. 90% of participants go on to train and mentor other community women using the skills they have acquired. In the words of Lucienne, a single mother of three who spent months as a sex slave to rebel soldiers, joining the program has been a salvation. My life has changed and my children are healthy. I recovered confidence through the training. It takes a special kind of focus, perseverance, and patience to cultivate such transformational confidence. It is a role for which not even Moses Rabbeinu, our teacher, his nerves too often stripped by the nation of not yet transformed slaves, seems to have been cut out. Today, God may not call out the names of those extraordinary people who labor and thrive in this challenging work as the divine did for Bezalel. It is instead our duty to single them out for admiration and most of all for our support.